Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as I try to find myself, I try to find some confidence today. You guys are supposed to help me out. Tyler did. I mean, Tyler had the best pump-ups, you know, call of anyone today. He was on point. He even threw a beat LA in there, which I wasn't ready for.
Yeah, I was,
thought it was E-A-G-L-E-S.
We've gotten multiple phone calls that they are, their spirits have been lifted.
Tyler really helped me. Yeah, that was any, you know, he even threw a forecast before that. That was the most well-rounded call we got all day. Let's see if anyone could be on Tyler's level. 215-592-9849 for coming up. Guess the takes. We'll guess a take you're going to hear next week after a huge NFL weekend. Let's go to Black Gritty. I think he's going to help me out here. What's up, Black Gritty?
Man, I'm not going out of him. I'm not OG Wade. I'm not real either. I mean, I only got a 44-point system. I'm going to try my best out here. That call was delectable. And Hugh, you stepped on that thing. He was ready to rock and roll. You stepped on
that. Yeah, I stepped on it, dog, because I was confused.
My boy's cooking with Crisco. But I'm here for you today, Joe. I mean, because he's actually doing his business. He's holding it down. So we're going to play a game, Joe.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a scenario, and you're going to tell me yes or no if you're worried about it, right?
All right, I'm ready.
So are you worried about Kellen Moore interviewing?
Nah, a little bit. Not much.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about that at all. Here's the thing. The game plan is the same for all three teams. He says, I'm going to do a great job. Okay? He just copy and rinse and repeat. They're all trash organizations. It's not that hard to do. Secondly, I can give you the game plan. Run Saquon right, run him left, run him up the middle, maybe pass it to him three or four times, and get it to AJ Brown. So the game plan has already been set. I can guarantee you that that's going on. Are you worried about the narrative for the Rams?
Oh, like they're the team of destiny now because of the tragedies
the
out
LA,
there.
Yeah, yeah. LA situation.
Yeah, that's got my attention a little bit. They got a little magic stuff to them now.
Well, I don't really care about the Philadelphia fan base. Morgan Freeman's not coming in here, so you don't have to worry about the narrative.
Okay.
I feel bad for him, and I still understand what's going on over there. But the narrative is different when you have to actually come here to Philadelphia. And the narrative lately when we play the Rams, year after year since Carson Wentz has been, the Rams lose, okay? Are you worried about the quarterback and the coach situation with the Rams and them being more superior than Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts?
Yes, yes. Of all the things you said, that's the one that's got my attention the most.
So I hear things like, they won a Super Bowl together, and they did this, and they did that. Well, they also had the narrative of getting their butt kicked by Dan Campbell and the kneecap biter and Jared Goff, the Castle, only scored 3 points in this Super Bowl game. So, I mean, I know that they're great and they won a Super Bowl, but just last season in the postseason, they went out there and they lost to the kneecap biter. And they're going to come out here and lose to Nick Sirianni, which is synonymous with the kneecap biter. So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, all right.
Now, are you worried about the defense? You know, the Kobe Dean has gone down, and there's a little bit of worry about that. Are you worried about the defense?
Tiny bit, but not as much as the other, but a little bit, yeah. No Nakobe, McVay against a backup linebacker, a little bit.
We got a Pro Bowl linebacker, Zach Vaughn's out there, and I can give you a little tidbit of what's going to go down, okay? Carter's going to open up the center of the earth. Ackman Jr. is going to come through and make one of the most delectable tackles you've ever seen in your life. He's going to put that axe into the ground, and the whole entire stadium is going to melt. I don't care how much snow there is. I don't care what's coming down. The flame from Philadelphia fans will melt everything on the planet when that happens. Book it. Schedule it. It's going to happen. And then the last thing, it's not something for you to worry about, but it's just something for you to happen. Let's go out there and go get Shady McCoy's cleats from the Hall of Fame and strap them things on to Saquon Barkley. Can we go get them? I don't know what he had in them cleats. I don't care what kind of cleats they were, but that's the cleats we need to put on Saquon Barkley's feet for this weather. I'm not worried about anything, okay? Last question. Are you worried about Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So what's Jalen Hurts' job?
To win football games.
And that's what he does in the super-duper hot living. I'm telling you, worried about nothing. rain, hail, sleet, or snow, the Eagles are ready to go. I think that's something that Taylor said. Again, OG Wade with the 48-point system has already told you and confirmed what's going down. Hugh!
Yes.
I appreciate you, brother. Eastbound and down, and we continue to get on that buzzer. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Good call, Black Gritty. All right, how about that? He brought questions, and he gave his own answers to the questions.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, that reminded me of Sirianni when he asked himself his own questions in his press conferences, and then he answered them.
You notice Elliot did that, too.
I know. I did.
It's a little different. It's one of them days where stuff like that happens a lot.
You started it, dude.
What'd I do?
Well, you know what you did. Start the show.
What?
The convention.
Don't what us.
The furry convention?
Yeah, that's
no, shout out to all the people that have been invited, that have asked to come with me to the furry. Nah. I'm not going to a furry convention with a bunch of people that are not dressed up as furries. I'm going to go and sit in the lobby because I just want to be a fly on the wall. Oh, I'm not participating in the furry convention. I just want to go. That's all I want to do. Not going to be a participant. Mm. But I want to see, like, because I'm just intrigued about somebody or people that are, you know, going to this convention that are dressed up in animal costumes.
I'm not intrigued at all. Actually.
You're not intrigued. We let him back here.
You're not intrigued by that.
No, I am intrigued by your participation. That's the intriguing part.
No, because I just want to go and sit, take pictures with people in fur costumes, and then take my butt home. Mm-hmm. I'm not participating. People say, "Hey, man, I want to go with you."
It's a tourist attraction, Hugh.
It's at a public place, so they can't stop me from going. Well, now, I'm pretty sure there are some velvet rope events.
Yeah, you got to stay.
I'm not going
you
to those.
A ticket or an invitation or something.
No, yeah, I'm not. I'm not
also,
going to
there's nothing funny about you being a fly on the wall. Usually, a fly on the wall, like you don't notice them. You're a big dude.
Yeah, I mean, I've been.
And if you're not dressed up, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
I mean, but I'm not going to be the only one there. It's a whole convention. And I was told that Philadelphia held one of the largest furry conventions in the country at one point. I can't remember I don't remember what year it was, but they say, yeah, Philadelphia gets down with the furries.
And here come the phone calls.
215-592. Yeah, just saying. 94-94. All right, let's go to Rich in Northeast Philly. What's up, Rich?
Oh, man, this is just golden radio. Good morning, Greenbeard. Or good afternoon, Greenbeard. How are you?
How you doing?
What's up, Rich?
Hey. You know, man, I'm telling you, confident is not a strong enough word to emphasize my feeling. I love the retro living in the history. I can go all the way back and remember John Runyon throwing guys, shoving guys downfield, rushing the line. I remember that horrible game, the silence of Veterans Stadium where 70,000 people are shuffling out and no one's making a sound. Because everyone was shocked and stunned. The retread, if we do a retread, okay, just think about this. Last season they were talking about how we weren't, you know, we didn't, or the year we went to the Super Bowl, we didn't play tough teams, or we didn't play teams that were so tough to make us the number one seed. So now we got a retread. Retread meaning that we already beat the Packers in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and then brought them back here and beat them again at home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did the same thing. We did the same thing to the we're going to do the same exact thing to the Rams, and then the Commodores are going to beat the Lions. They're going to have to come here, and it's going to be a retread of that. Then we're going to retread Kansas City, and we're going to have W's, and we're going to be celebrating with Greenbeard down Broad Street this year.
So we're going to go, it's like the rematch run all the way, and we're going to have a parade down Broad Street. That's what we're doing here?
Look how things are laid out. And look at this team, man. Give me another defensive team that held another playoff team to 10 points. And we're talking about, they weren't as good as they could. They didn't play as good as they did. They weren't as strong as. And I know, again, we can go back to the NFC Championship game where we beat the Vikings and they only scored one touchdown. Yes, yes, yes. But this team, man, this team right here, and Vic Fangio, this is something that no one has seen before.
It's a great defense, and it's one we weren't expecting. Rich, we appreciate the phone call. We weren't expecting the defense to be this good, and they're now the lead force in this thing. And if they do it again on Sunday, if they hold the Rams down to 10 points, yeah, then we're heading to the NFC title game. All right. Rich mentioned the Commanders there. I think that, or the Commodores, as some would call it. I think it leads us to what we do every Friday. Let's play a little game we like to call Guess the Takes.
It's time to Guess the Takes.
Yeah.
Guess the Takes, brought to you by Bud Light. Joe and Ava Graham at Maggie's Waterfront Cafe in Philly tonight at 6 for a Bud Light Eagles pep rally. Win tickets to this weekend's game and merchandise. All right, Guess the Take. Hugh Douglas, you've been hitting that one all week. What's the take? Everyone's going to be hearing on Monday.
Jayden Daniels is going to be the early MVP favorite for next year because he's going to go into Detroit and he's going to beat the Detroit.
Wow.
So this is actually a tough one for me because 2 years ago I became the Lions guy around here. I said they were going to be good. And everyone's like, shut up, Joe. The Lions are always bad.
As always.
And then this year in the summer, I tried to say the Commanders are going to be good. Everyone said, shut up, Joe. The Commanders are bad. Now they play each other. Hugh, I don't think the Commanders are going to win, but man, Hugh, Jayden Daniels does make it interesting. Because that,
X factor.
I think he's the best rookie I've seen in any sport ever.
Man, when I tell you, and I'm talking to this Commodores fan, after I was being disrespectful and calling him the Commodores, and when he lit up when I started talking about their young quarterback and everything, there are so many Commodores fans out there that have bought so much merch. They feel a sense of pride right now because he gave them in one season what they haven't felt in about 30 years.
And he plays with ice in his veins.
Yes, he does.
Fourth downs.
Yes, he does.
They've converted like 80% of their fourth downs. It's bananas. So
I think they score a touchdown on every drive they convert a fourth down on, too.
It's nuts. That was an impressive win last week. I give them a shot. I do think Detroit's going to win. But picking the Commanders, Jayden Daniels, early MVP favorite next year, according to Hughes, gets the take. Well, Hughes not the only one on the Commodores this week. Who else is picking them? Let's hear this.
You have picked an upset of Jayden Daniels and the Washington Commanders over the number one seeded in the NFC, Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. What is it about Jayden Daniels and what he's been able to do there that makes you confident that that can happen?
In every moment, it just seems like he's never phased. So when I see that, it's just like, I can't go against a guy like that. We only seen two guys in that league that's not phased like that when it matters the most, and that's Patrick Mahomes and that's Tom Brady. Mm. So when I see this guy that's just not phased, and at every moment, he just seems to shine brightest, and he just puts those drives together to win those games. I just can't bet against a guy like that, so I can only imagine how ready he's going to be.
So you're with the Micah Parsons on this one. Pass rushers stick together.
I guess I am. I mean, I'm here, and I'm in mixed company.
I'll throw you a life raft, too. I don't think you guys are crazy. I don't know if they upset the Lions. I would be shocked if it happened, but I see a world where that game is
close
down to the wire.
So he also parts stuck in another little thing in there. He put him up with Mahomes and Brady already in terms of poise. Wow, that's a lot. All right, that's Hugh's guess to take. Mine for divisional round weekend is quietly, while everyone's been paying attention to the MVP race and the Bills and the Ravens Sunday, the Chiefs have just gotten better over the last month and a half. They are coming off 24 days of rest with their starters. They were playing better before. They've gotten healthier. Their best corner's coming back, or second best corner. They've gotten Hollywood Brown back. The Chiefs are better now than they were 2 months ago. Everyone's like, they're not that good. I think they're going to blow the doors off the Texans. Like, when they win the game by 17 points, everyone remembers, Chiefs are really good, and they have home field by Monday. That's my guess to take. Kyle, what you got?
The whole idea that Lamar Jackson is not a playoff QB, we're done with that after this week.
He's going to outplay
Josh? He's going
to
go into Buffalo, and he's going to beat Josh. And this whole idea that he is just a regular season quarterback, it's over with. Done.
I've gone back and forth in this game, so is the line. The Bills opened as the favorite. Now the Ravens are the favorite. Hugh, you're feeling Ravens-Bills, the hardest one to call.
I'm picking the Ravens. I'm going with the Ravens.
Me too.
I think because there's a lot that has happened this week with that whole matchup, and some Bills fans have been real disrespectful. I think the Ravens are going to come in there and beat the brakes off Bills.
Ooh, wow. Well, that would set up
real disrespectful.
Either way, it's a fun title game next week because it'd be the Chiefs against whoever wins that game. But Ravens are now the favorite.
Was it last year that the Bengals went into Buffalo in the snow two years ago?
Last year they lost at home to the Chiefs in the second round. They lost at home 2 years in a row in this spot.
Mm-hmm. And they got handled.
Hey, what? If the Bills lose in the second round at home again, McDermott might be out.
It's Allen. That's not the playoff QB. I wonder, he had that game against Patrick Mahomes, but I mean, if he's getting outplayed at home again by the other quarterbacks.
I also wonder if they change coaches. I mean, how many times can you do the same thing? This would be the third straight year at home in the second round out.
Yeah, close, yeah.
But he can't get the Super Bowl. At least not yet. McDermott now. All right, that's going to be a great one on Sunday. That's the last one. So that's the game right after our game. Let's go to, we got Gary in New Jersey. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, quite a few things. First of all, I'd like to say Stop being worried about the Rams. What did you think of the Rams when we were playing them in the regular season, that we might lose?
Well, I did, kind of, yeah.
This is what I want to tell you, and I believe they should run the ball and save the defense. To me, it makes the defense play better. That's the only thing that's wrong with the defense. Last year, they wouldn't run the ball. They refused to run the ball. The other thing, open up the game on Sunday with a deep pass to A.J. Brown and go from there. They are not, no way, no how, going to lose this game. I would not be surprised if they blew them out.
Oh, my goodness.
That makes you nervous.
That makes me nervous, Gary. That you're that confident.
Why? Why should that make you nervous?
Have you seen how much better? Have you seen how much better they've played since we beat them up? They've been really good since then.
This is what I did. I looked at that playoff game that they played against Minnesota
when they had nine sacks.
Minnesota should be ashamed of themselves. They thought that Sam Darnold was going to take them somewhere. You saw when they played Detroit that he wasn't going to take them nowhere. And you know that the Rams, all they did was feasted on nothing. That's what they did. They feasted on nothing.
And what's our passing game right now?
What is our... I tell you what the passing game is right now.
Themselves. I saw that a little bit.
I tell you what the passing game is right now. When they played Kansas City... In the playoff, championship game 2 years ago, Jalen Hurts had 350 yards.
It was 2 years ago.
When the people complained about Jalen this year, he showed them against Pittsburgh.
Stop it.
What happened last week? Last week.
He didn't throw the ball last week, did he?
They didn't complete a pass for two quarters. They tried.
He didn't have to throw the ball.
Oh, this is my favorite. Gary, we appreciate it. You don't have to throw the ball.
No, you heard him yesterday. Everything that he does is for the sake of winning, like not completing a pass for two quarters.
You and I can't comprehend. We can't comprehend this.
That was by design.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They better change that design if they're trying to win a Super Bowl here.
That was by design.
All right, let's talk to, we got Bill in Exton who's up here. He has some stats for us. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I heard you earlier talking about Kingsbury. He's actually being paid through by the Cardinals as head coaching money right now. So he's not in a hurry to leave the offensive coordinator position.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I do have a stat. I was looking back through the divisional rounds. I went back to 2002. The betting underdog since 2002, at least one of the games, has covered. That sounds easy, right? So now, of those 21 years, 17 times an underdog has won outright. So I'm looking at the games this week, and I'm a Commander fan. The Bills and the Ravens are a pick 'em, so that's out. I agree with you, Joe, that the Texans are kind of done.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the underdog coming out of the Commanders, Lions, and Eagles, and Rams? So what I'm asking the Eagles fans to do is root for the Commanders, because if they win, then there's less of an 80% chance that the Rams will beat the Eagles.
That's an interesting stat. Bill, we appreciate the phone call. So he went back 20 years, and this weekend, you know, divisional round weekend, every time, we're 17 out of the 21 years, one of the underdogs has just won outright. So we got four. And he took away Bill's Ravens because it's like a pick 'em, right? It's a toss-up. No one's really favored.
So the underdog is the...
So we got three underdogs. Texans, Commanders, Rams. And his perspective is, based on history, someone's just going to win their game outright. You think it's the Commanders.
I think it's Commanders. Who do you think it's going to be?
Well, I don't think it's the Texans.
Yeah, because I was thinking that's the other one, and I damn sure don't think it's about to be the Rams. So there's only two.
Now I'm more nervous. I mean,
why?
Well, okay, but let's just play
out of the three games.
The Texans have the least chance. We agree on that?
Yeah, okay, that's what I was about to say. Out of the three games
now,
you pick,
now the
who do you think is more likely to win out of the three? Out of the three dogs?
The Rams. Out of the three dogs. Are we excluding the Bills-Ravens?
Yes.
Because that's even.
Yeah.
The Rams are the most likely to win.
Seriously?
They're the smallest underdog.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. You're being logical. You're being a better. I look at it.
Well, that's
why I brought up the line earlier. I think the Commodores are because of the quarterback.
All right, this is interesting. So, Kyle, I know you're on the phone. Our last caller brought up the last 20 years.
I knew his whole deal.
Yeah, 17 out of 21 years.
Younger.
Okay. Let's just play it out, though. If we eliminate Bills, Ravens, because that's a toss-up game, one of the three dogs wins outright.
Not necessarily.
No, no. I'm saying if we eliminate that, if one of the three underdogs, and they're pretty all pretty big underdogs, win outright, I'd say the least likely is Houston to go into Kansas City and win.
Sure.
So that leaves the two NFC. It's either Commanders or the Rams.
Yeah, well, you know where I come down on that. If you tell me that only one of them has to, it's the Commanders.
They're the bigger underdog.
Yeah, that's why. Because I'm like, because when
Bill
think
did
of,
not make me feel better.
When I think of us,
he's
we got too
fan.
Much
that was
firepower.
That was his plan. Right.
I know. He did got
too much firepower. Got too many people.
Who's got firepower?
Got too much personnel. We do. We got the firepower.
Quarterback's got to get the ball.
Firepower. We got firepower. We got it. We just ain't, you know, we save him. What they say, keep your powder dry.
No, that didn't work
out last time,
yeah.
Hugh. Don't do that.
Wait a minute. That didn't make me feel better.
What are you doing?
No, but I'm just saying it was a good analogy, but we can't do that.
All right, let's go to Peter Media. What's up, Peter?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it, Peter.
Listen, let me just preface everything by saying I do believe the Eagles will win, and I'm hoping there's two X factors that come to play, I hope. But I was listening to the Rams radio and the Rams sports talk. They're ready for this game. They treated that when they went into New York and played the Jets on December 22nd, and that was a 1 o'clock game. So, flying coast to coast, playing 1 o'clock was supposed to be working against them. Cold weather was supposed to be working against them. I know it's the Jets, but they still won that game 19-9. The defense showed up to play. Their offense wasn't great, but their defense came. That defense is young and hungry, full of a bunch of, I guess, you would call young Thundercats on that defense. These cats are hungry, and you got to believe that McVay had them using that game as prep for the playoffs if they had to come to Philadelphia in the cold weather and play. This team is no joke. So as long as Sirianni's there, I'll never be fully confident in an Eagles win. But here's the two X factors I'd like to throw out that I think can help. One, what they didn't have at MetLife, which I know we'll have here, is the crowd. And if our fans can make it absolutely haywire for the Rams offense to try and call their plays and run their plays, I think that'll help. And I would hope, kind of like Hugh, you've been saying, I believe in our offensive line and I believe in our run game. And I would hope they have a little trickeration in their bag where they either have a fullback or a three tight end set and somebody in there to seek and destroy linebackers and just make life miserable and beat them down. Because our best hope to win, to me, is the offensive line.
Peter, yeah. I mean, that's the strength of the team right there in the defense. Peter, good phone call. Hugh, we'll see if there's a trickery. I mean, they tried it last week, and they didn't connect on the fake tush push with Jalen threw it down the field to AJ. I mean, I don't mind once a game doing something.
Different, something that's outside the box. Yeah, because it's unexpected. So I get that. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, if they could connect on one, that's a game-changing play.